Hi, good afternoon, beloveds. It's Divine Blue here. I have woken up this morning with such a, what can I say, a level of energy. I had an early night last night. I have been feeling kind of tired, especially yesterday. A lot's been going on for me on a mental and spiritual and especially physical level because of this drastic change in my diet. It's just bringing up a lot of things. It's clearing a lot of things. It's shifting a lot of things. And my God, it's waking me up to a lot of things as well. But this morning, we're having a conversation in Facebook about the conspiracy theory. Now, for me, I have always stated that there is a conspiracy within the conspiracy theories. And for me, they are filled with fear and a little bit of some facts. Now, there is an agenda behind the conspiracy theory. And some people, if you're not vibrating with a high frequency, you're going to enter into that theory and you're going to come out feeling very fearful and very paranoid. So it is vitally important that you are vibrating at a high frequency before you even, you know, try and decode that sort of information. Now, for me, the best way to view these conspiracies is with an open mind and a heart full of love, because as we all know, love is like our armor. It protects us. You know, it's the antidote against fear and all these negative vibrations and energies that's been emitted into our world, coming from left, right, above, beneath. We are surrounded by negative, low frequency. I call them extra low frequency. They're, you know, our Wi-Fi, our phones, our watches, you know, it's everywhere. Our TVs, they're everywhere. So basically, there's no escaping it on that level. The only level that you can escape these frequencies are if you are vibrating with love's frequency. Now, I'm going to break this down a little bit more. The reason why I've gone into changing my diet is because I felt that I had reached a plateau. You know, I've been researching, reading so much information. I mean, if you was to see my shelves, I should say. I have many bookshelves in our home and they are full with books, full with knowledge. You know, I eat knowledge. Rather than eating food, I eat knowledge. But I wasn't getting any higher. I wasn't climbing. I knew that there was much more that I could reach. There was a level that I could reach that was much more higher than the place that I was reaching. So I thought, let me try something. Let me change the way that I eat, because God knows I've changed the way that I think. But let me try this. Let me change the way that I eat and let me see what effects or infects it will have on my growth and my evolution. Not only that, I started incorporating essential oils into my diet, not physically eating them, but allowing my skin to absorb them, which is a form of food, which is a form of eating it, just not going through my mouth. Topically, I'm applying this to my skin. Now, yes, it has brought up a lot of emotional stuff, you know, things that I couldn't run away from, you know, things that I had to face, things that I wanted to face, you know, because I'm a warrior. I'm just a peaceful warrior. And the greatest war is not against me and you. The greatest war is against myself. So I had to face myself. I was willing and prepared and all armored up to deal with me. So once that blockage shifted, I woke up. My eyes started to wake up. I started to see food in a different light. I started to realize that the food we were eating was the prevention, preventing us from going beyond the plateau that I originally speak of at the beginning of this message. Now, I kind of like going off a little bit here, but the conspiracy is all around us, you know, and as we wake up, we will realize how much of a conspiracy there is against us in regards to the foods that we are eating. Now, the more we eat these commercial toxic foods, is the more we are going to vibrate at a very low frequency. There's a plan in this because, you know, these corporations, these big farmers and all these big elites don't want us to wake up, because the moment we are awake, we see who we truly are and then we claim back our divine power. Now, I can talk about this for hours and hours and hours, but Audio Boo only allows me like 5 minutes. So I'm going to finish up here and I'm going to come back with a part 2. So peace out. Watch this space.